Chevra, last year, Parshas Pinchas in the 5-Minute Torah, we spoke about a tremendous remez in B'nai God. You have to go back and listen to it. We're not going to say it over again. But we're going to stay, why am I introducing the 5-Minute Torah with that idea? Because we're continuing in the same Yisod to see how even just Shemos in the Torah, just the names in the Torah, that seemingly seem so mundane and not so purposeful, carry within them such depth. Every word of Torah is mamash the deepest of deep, and is full of chizik, and full of hisoras, and full of depth. So the pasuk says, "Bnei Yosef lemishpachosam Menashe v'Ephraim." The sons of Yosef to their families were Menashe and Ephraim. So on a simple level, we think it's just telling us and repeating to us again who the children of Yosef were. Everybody in this room knows who the children of Yosef were already. We don't need it. The pasuk tells it here. So I saw this in the Sefer Buri HaChasidus. He brings from a Sefer Or LaShamayim. MS, I don't know the Sefer. I didn't have an opportunity to look up where it's from. But everything in Buri HaChasidus is quoted word for word. So in the Sefer Or LaShamayim, he says as follows. Our whole lives, we're trying to be growing, we're trying to be working on ourselves, to be B'nai Aliyah. Every day I want to be better than I was yesterday. Every day I want to grow. It's a void of life. Adam Lamal Yulad. If not, what purpose am I here? To grow, to become better Jews, better people, work on ourselves. But the Yetzer Hara is always strong, the Yetzer Hara has all different types of tactics, and the Yetzer Hara is always trying to knock us down and to not allow us to grow. And he says there's two specific ways the Yetzer Hara tries to really get at us. One is, he tells us you're going to really be involved in that davening with Kavano or that learning extra. Look what you did yesterday. Look what you did the day before. Your mom is the lowest of low. Last night you were looking at something that your eyes shouldn't be looking at, and you're going to wake up in the morning and daven with Kavana. It's pasuk. It's not for you. That's for people who are able to withstand that. You're going to go, it's at night, you just came home from a long day. You're going to go to Beis Medrash to learn. All day, you were involved in conversations that were so mundane and maybe worse than that. The Yetzirah tries to get us that we're not worthy, we're nothing so special. Think about what you just did. That's one way the Yetzirah tries to get us. Another way the Yetzirah tries to get us is the Yetzirah tells us the opposite, that we're so great, I don't need so much. For some people, it says, you're going to go listen to him give shir? You know more Torah than him. You're going to go chvesnisht and go and you're going to learn with him. You, go learn by yourself. Go. You need to go learn more. You know, you already learned this morning an hour. You did more. That's already, you know, a lot more than most people did. So we have to defeat the Yetzer in both of these ways. What does that mean? First of all, we have to say, Vad, okay, in Tadik Bar Shal Yechta, I might have messed up, I might have fallen. I have to get back up, I have to forget about that. I can't worry about that. At this moment, I have to do what's right. I have to learn, I have to daven. I have to forget about what I did wrong prior. And I have to have anivus, I have to have humility, and realize I have so much more to gain, and so much more to grow. And I have to learn from everybody. Ezu Chacham Alom in Mikol Adam. That's who a true Ben Eli is. So comes this pasuk and says, "Bnei Yosef, listen to how the Or LaShamayim, listen, mamish, unbelievable Torah." He says, "Bnei Yosef, you want to be a Ben Yosef? What's Yosef? Yosef, someone who's asaf, who's looking to grow, who's looking to work on himself." We said over for the Hilug Hashem Shmuel, that's why Yosef, we know Chazal teach us, was the Koach could defeat Esav, right? When Yosef was born, Yaakov went and met up with Esav again. Because Yosef could defeat Esav, because Esav is asu, I'm finished, I'm done, I don't need to do anymore, I don't need to work on myself. Yosef is, I have to grow, I have to work on myself. He's the Koyach Keneged Esav. So you want to be Ben Yosef, Bnei Yosef? First of all, you have to be Menashe. What's Menashe? Milashon Nashani. I forgot. You have to forget what you've done in the past. Don't worry and don't let it hold you back, the things that you haven't done right. Just move on. Grow, work on yourself. Don't listen to the Yetzer Hara who's holding you back. Ki Nashani, forget about that. It's a new day, it's a new hour, it's a new moment. So first, you want to be Bnei Yosef? First Menashe, but then as well the Ephraim. What's Ephraim? Lashon Efer. V'anochi Ofer ve'Efer is a sense of humility. Avram Avinu said, "Anochi Ofer ve'Efer." I'm like dust and ashes. I'm nothing. I have so much more I have to become. I have so much more I have to come. I have to learn from everybody. I have to put in more time in my learning. Put in more time in my davening. Become so much more. So you want to be B'nai Yosef. It has to be Menashe. It has to be forgetting what you've done wrong. And it has to be Ephraim. It has to be Vanechi Efer Ve'efer with humility. And that's Chus. Each and every one of us will always be growing. We'll always be working on ourselves. The Rabbanu will see all of my beautiful Halakha children are growing and working on themselves. How am I bringing Tzaras? No more Tzaras. No more Ben Abitzarim. No more Tisha B'Av. Only Simcha and Bracha and Nachas and Geula. Bekar of Mamish. Have a Halakha Shabbos Kodesh full of Simcha and Bracha. Hey, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh